Welcome to Hellboy Minute number 5. I have a feeling this one's going to be a long one. It's a recap of that Kickstarter. I waited to do this one because, well, things kept happening. Every time I went to record it, 18 other stretch goals came up. So I decided just to wait to the end. We'll go over everything that happened during the Kickstarter. So it is over. It finally ended. It's the final value was £1,454,343, which the rumor is, with the current backers at 12,716, it's definitely the biggest Mantic Kickstarter, and the rumor is it's the biggest game Kickstarter in England ever. Or in Great Britain? I don't know. One of the two. So that's pretty impressive. It's, I think Dead Zone was 1.2 million, so this is a huge one. And it just shows how popular Hellboy is, I guess. People have been clamoring them. So the Kickstarter, the game that got Kickstarted, had a lot of stretch goals, a lot of optional extras, and we'll go through everything. Let's start with actually what you get in the just the base game. The board game is MSRP of £69.99, and you get the base game, obviously. You get the rulebook, four heroes, which is Abe, Liz, Hellboy, and Johan. You get a bunch of game tiles. You get door tokens, furniture tokens, a bunch of dice, a game board, a bunch of decks of cards. You get the case files, action cubes, 18 minions, which are frog guys, and I think they're little frog swarms or something. And then three bosses, Rasputin, Tentacle Monster, and Giant Frog Monster. With the Kickstarter, there's the bonus frog minions, which is an MSRP of £18, which is another set of those frog minions, 12 more frog minions. You also get the Conquer Worm expansion, which is a box set with a bunch of cards. You get the boss, the Conquer Worm, and 15 Nazi troopers, which look amazing. And I've heard a lot of people want to use these for GCPS in Dead Zone, which I think would be interesting to see some of these guys, because they're very Nazi, but they would work for GCPS. Not saying GCPS are Nazis, but they are. And you get a bunch more game tiles with that also. With that Kickstarter, you also get a bonus Nazi troopers, which is the MSRP of £18. Again, you get 15 more Nazis. And you also get the BPRD Archives expansion, which is £30 MSRP. And it has a bunch of cards. You also get 18 beasts and monsters, which looks like some witches, some wolves, some werewolves, some of those harpy-like beings from the Wake the Devil story. A bunch of bats. A bunch of different characters here. But they will be sold separately as the BPRD Archive minions. £18 again. And you get 12 more of those beasts. You also get an exclusive Kickstarter Hellboy with horns, which is Hellboy shirtless, about to punch somebody. And you get a digital edition of The Seed of Destruction, which is the first volume of Hellboy, worth about £7.50, $7, or £7.50. So that wraps up what you get in the base pledge. We'll go over the stretch goals last, but next we'll go over the optional add-ons. So we start the optional add-ons. You get the you can get the 3D scenery, which was £15. It's a lot of terrain crate kind of stuff, but this one looks more modern-ish, like library kind of stuff. You get benches, you get mirrors, you get book stacks, you get a nice comfy chair, a desk, that kind of stuff. Very interesting if you're into that 3D furniture. I'm not crazy about 3D furniture. It doesn't really matter to me, but it's a lot of people are into it. You also get to, you can buy for £15, 15 3D doors, which are like portcullises or normal doors or gates kind of thing. And it's to replace the cardboard tokens in the game. They also have a folding dice tray for £12. It's one of these where it's neoprene and they have buttons on the edges to snap together to create a little dice tray. So it folds flat, but it's you roll up the edges. I don't know who invented this, but it seems to be recently, you get a lot of these coming out, so it's a really cool design. And then there's the Hellboy in Mexico expansion for £35. And this is a limited edition Hellboy in Mexico. And it's, you get the game plus four heroes, which is the four luchadors, including Hellboy in a luchador mask. One boss monster, which is a vampire in wrestling clothes. Bunch more cards. Bunch more tiles. 15 minions, and a lot of vampire bats and undead conquistadors and things like that. Two of which are on horses, which are cool. So that's another optional extra. Then there's all the resin. You can get all the miniatures in resin at varying prices. The interesting thing about this is the translucent Johann Kross, which is a empty suit marker, which is kind of cool. It's for £10, a little pricey, but if you're into your resin miniatures, you want the extra detail, I guess. Nowadays, I'm not sure if resin is that much extra detail, but I'm sure people would fight me over that. But if you're into that, they give you all the options of buying the resin miniatures. You can get extra dice for £5. Another set of dice. It is custom dice in this game, so you might need extra dice. For £5, you can get a dice bag with a nice BPRD logo on it. And then the other big expansion is the Darkness Calls expansion for £35. In it, you get a new hero. It's the Witchfinder, I believe. And there's a backup agent of a wolf. And there's the boss of, I don't even know how to say his name. Kocheski? Something like that. He's a guy with a big axe. You get two mini bosses and a bunch of extra cards and tiles like always, and then 15 undead minions, which they haven't shown the undead minions yet. We just have a picture of Hellboy fighting about a bunch of undead, look like Vikings almost. And then they offer the Box Full of Evil, which is the Hellboy in Mexico and Darkness Calls expansion in a special box for £75. So it just puts both expansions into a box. I think they did this for shipping mostly. So they're trying to encourage anybody who gets both expansions to get this instead, just so it's easier for them to ship together. And now let's move on to the stretch goals. There is a lot of them. It will take a while to go through them all. So let's start with the stretch goals. We got first one was for £150,000, which they beat within seconds, is Hecate, which is the goddess of the night in her regular serpent form. Then we got to Roger, the homunculus, as a agent. And then Trevor Broom. People don't know it's pronounced Broom. And he was originally just a backup agent, but they made him into a full-grown agent later. Then we got the Unmensch, which is the Nazi undead zombie kind of guy with a chain fist hand thing so you can smack people. And then we got Hermann von Klempt, which is a head on a spider body. Always fun. And then I know Jack's favorite stretch goal, he's got a gun, which is a monkey with a gun. I think he was very happy to see that. That got him interested in the game. Then we are getting more of the tokens in the game turn into plastic things. We get the BPRD information token, which is a symbol with their a piece of plastic with their symbol on it to use as a token. Then we got little Hellboy eating pancakes. It's pancakes, people, not pancakes. Then there's a hardcore deck of doom, which gives makes it harder for the game, obviously. And then for the first of a bunch of these, we have an alternate giant frog monster scenario, so another scenario added to the game. Then we got the alternate Hecate, which is the Iron Maiden form of her that happened at the end of Wake the Devil. Then we got an alternate Rasputin scenario, another one of those extra scenarios. Another set of dice added to the game, so we get more dice there. We got Kate Corrigan added as a agent. Then we have a alternate monster, tentacle monster scenario, and Lobster Johnson added as an agent. And then Kreegaff, the giant, really giant, I was amazed the size of this, he's a ape that's von Klempt modified, and he is huge. He's probably twice the height of Hellboy, which is pretty impressive. Then we got an alternate conquer worm scenario, and then a rookie mode deck of doom, so an easier version. Then the new Rasputin, which is the Ragnarok Rasputin with his charge gloves. This is the one I wanted all along. He looks amazing. And I can't wait to do some glow effects on this one. They upgraded the card quality, so it's a little thicker card. They changed impending Doom token. They changed to Hellboy's Fist, which is cool. Then at 10,000 backers, we got the Hellboy art print, suitable for framing. Then we got Ilsa Hopstein and a new scenario for her. And then Pancakes Hellboy got an agent card, so now you can actually use it in the game, which is kind of funny. They upgraded the case files to tarot card size, which is nice too. As I mentioned before, Trevor Broom got an agent card, so now he wasn't just a backup agent, he could be an agent. We got 3D flame markers, and Baba Yaga came in at that point with a new scenario at £1 million. That was a nice touch to put it right at a million. It's Baba Yaga in her little pestle and mortar flying seat thing, you know, which is hilarious. And then we got the first of our many dead BRPD agents that they put into the game. that's the time of this game is kind of in flux because you got a lot of guys who die like within seconds in the books, but they at least get their immortality in miniature form. So we get Scott Clark with his jetpack, which is fun. He was a great looking character. I don't know why they killed him off instantly. Then we got 3D target priority markers. So we got Hellboy, Abe, Johan, and Liz. They're almost like busts, which once again it'll be great painting these up. It's kind of fun. Then they upgraded the card quality for all the cards in the game. Then we got Cronin, the Nazi scientist with the gas mask. He's really famous in the movie, but this is the comic book version, so he's a slightly different. People were confused about that, I think, a bit. But we got him, he's cool looking. Then we got the information gathered tokens upgrade, so we got more tokens, including one that looks like a book. They upgraded the box of the Kickstarter, probably to fit for all this stuff in it. Then we got Sidney Leech, the agent card, he's... He was the one that could manipulate metal a bit in a very small way. Then the clue tokens were upgraded to plastic tokens. Then we got another scenario for Baba Yaga. And then we got Ulak, who's a demon kind of guy with a sword that Hellboy fought. He came in. Then we had a social goal for 11,500 backers, which was the $20 voucher to spend at Dark Horse Comics. And they just beat that at the end, which is great. So you get that... $20 to get to, you could probably grab a couple of the trade paperbacks, I would think. I'm not sure what the pricing is. Then we got Bud Waller, who was snapped in half pretty soon in one of the comic books, spoilers. And then we got extra priority markers with, we got Roger the Homunculus, speak of the devil, and Lobster Johnson as the busts, like the priority markers, so even more fun to paint. A new Von Klempt and Kriegarth to scenario, which is fun. We got some wound counters added to the pledge, plastic wound counters instead of the usual cardboard ones. And then to the Box of Evil expansion, we got the vampire. This name is always hard to pronounce. I had a hard time. We did Wake the Devil on Superhero Crew. If you check out Superhero Crew, I'll have the link in the description. We do we're going through all the different trades of Hellboy, and we just did Wake the Devil. This is the main villain, well, one of the main villains for Wake the Devil, and it's Vladimir Gershgu, who's a vampire on an undead horse, so we got him added to Box of Evil. Then we got floating heads and an enemy card for those guys. It's three heads from Japanese mythology, vampire heads, which are kind of fun. Then we got a very strange one, is the Visitor, which is an alien who had his own story in the Hellboy universe. He was added in there. Then we got a black and white art print of the cover of the book, so it's once again suitable for framing. Then one of the stranger ones, we got the evil turkey and deck of doom cards, so now you got an evil blood drinking turkey. And then we got an oni added, oni from Japanese mythology, demon masked demon headed guys. Then we got some new requisition cards. Then we got Igor Bromhead. We don't know what the miniature him looks like, but he's a weird-looking monk guy. And then the big one we got at 1.4 million pounds was St. Leonard's Worm, who is a dragon that Hellboy fights at one point. But it's a crocodile-looking dragon wrapped around a statue as the miniature. It looks really good. Then we got more different floating heads, which I like how it's just not just they added floating heads. They did a different set, so we get a variety in our floating heads, vampire heads. And the last, but not least, at 1.43 million pounds, we got Iron Shoes and a Deck of Doom card for him. Once again, the miniature wasn't ready, but you can imagine, it's a goblin with Iron Shoes. So that wraps it up. That's the Kickstarter, people. I'm sure if you want to get in on the Kickstarter, you can go and do a late pledge. Usually they offer that on the Kickstarter page, or I'm sure Mantic will be offering that as the backer kit opens. I think it's supposed to be in July, so look for that if you're not in already, which I assume most of you are. But until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Hellboy Minute. I've been Rob. We'll see you again. Bye-bye.